Hello and welcome to the Mindset Map to Success program. In this first lesson, I'll be talking about how to navigate the lessons in the interactive e-learning technology, the research behind your results and the foundation of this entire program, and your workbook, which has your results and is also where you can capture what they mean. First of all, let me tell you that my name is Grace Minton and I'm the person on the left in these photos. And my co-facilitator in this e-learning is Maria Bernhagen, so you'll be hearing from both of us over the course of the lessons. We are co-founders of a company together, and we also have 34 years' experience in owning our own businesses. Between the two of us, we've owned or partnered in 9 startups, and we've experienced the good, the bad, and the ugly of self-employment and business building. We are passionate about this program helping current and aspiring business owners to gain an understanding of their talents and blind spots to make their journey to success easier. Before I get into the research, I would like to explain how the interactive lessons work, because you're in one already. If you saw this at the beginning of this lesson, then you've already worked out that you just hit play. Depending on your browser, sometimes the lesson just starts by itself. And it may look like this video is the full lesson, but it isn't. When the video ends, it automatically goes to the next section. And if it doesn't, you have to click next. So inside of a video, you can speed things up if you would like to move through more quickly, or go backwards if you'd like to refresh something and hear something again. But at the end of the section, you can go to the next section by pressing this button. There is an opportunity for this to be interactive, so there are buttons to learn more about certain things, more details, such as this one. And then at the end of that, you can go next and rejoin the rest of the lesson. So it just offers an opportunity in this lesson to get more detail on certain things for people that like that. At the end of the lesson, you can go to the next lesson, lesson 2, by clicking the button below. And now let's move on to the actual research behind this e-learning. Right now, there is a massive movement culturally towards entrepreneurship. In a study that surveyed people across more than 40 countries, 2/3 of people said they believed that a career in entrepreneurship is a good choice. And up to 1 billion people worldwide said they intended to start a business in the next 3 years. You might have actually noticed that people use the word entrepreneur to identify themselves now, even when they haven't yet started a business. So 15, 20 years ago, if you said that you wanted to start a business, your friends and family might have looked a little bit worried about you. But now, this is a very common and shared aspiration. One of the reasons for that is with more information, people are getting more ideas for ways of creating an income and seeing more options available to them to make a living other than being someone else's employee. But it's more than just an idea. It's an idea and a massive effort from the business owner that creates a successful startup. And massive effort isn't just enough. It's also about the thinking of that individual. But first, let's talk about some of the scary odds of not succeeding in your own business. Over 60% of businesses actually fail in the first 3 years. Another 38% fail in the next 7 years. And only 2% reach the 10-year mark. So those odds are actually really stacked against success. Many people do not succeed in their first business, but take that experience and learn a lot from it and go on to succeed. 46% of businesses were found to fail due to a lack of entrepreneurial leadership and management. So it's easy to say that a business failed because the idea wasn't that great or the market conditions weren't right, and but the findings are that it can be lots to do with the person that owns it and how they think and their skills around management. Most people in business have that sense that that they could be the thing that makes a difference to whether their business becomes a beautiful cash tree for their future or that is setting them up to have a rather nasty financial crisis in the future. So there's quite a lot of stress, and many of us have invested our own money into our business, not just our time. So what we're going to cover here is some pretty exciting new research. This research can help predict your success and also make you more likely to succeed when you apply it to yourself and actually, you know, run with it.